The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions.
I'd like to stop you right there. Can I stop you right there? Can you repeat that?
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions.
Did you hear what the guys said on the last show?
What?
Who are the guys there? We got Boopa Productions coming in.
Yeah.
What? Daniel's Video Productions is nothing?
They don't care about you.
They don't care about
no,
me.
I'm okay.
What are you spreading the word around? Oh, yeah, there's a Boopa production type.
Yeah, it's just forget about Daniel's Video Productions. They're passe.
Start over.
Hi, I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
And I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions.
All right.
It's Tuesday, July 5th, 2011. And this is Chapter 1, Volume
19.
Dan, you're keeping track.
Well, only because of 18 last week. I should have played that Alice Cooper song, but oh well.
That's right.
It's gone with the wind.
And today,
blowing in the wind.
And you know what? I screwed up because today I was going to bring in Hey 19.
You know what? I got to bring in some rock and roll. This stuff that you're playing on here is driving me crazy. Well, who was that now?
That's the person it's been for the last couple of weeks, Sarah Bareilles.
You know, that just isn't right. We haven't had any golden earring on here for how long
there
now?
There it is.
There it is.
A week. 2 weeks?
There it is.
2 weeks.
People are probably sitting in their chairs craving it right
there's
now.
There's golden
earring. Sarah,
every time your spot plays, there's golden earring, isn't there? Isn't it golden earring music to your spot for Daniel's Video Productions?
You know... I'm not, you know what, just continue.
You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM or online at www.1110wccmam.com. If you're shy or timid, Dan, all right, you can email us at tips@boopa.com or you can bang your knee into the table and make a lot of noise, but that's okay.
What about taciturn?
Taciturn. Oh, did you look that one up?
No, I've known that word.
Oh. Does that make you convivial?
Wow.
That's very good.
You can reach us by phone at 978-687-8005. Toll free, it's 877-687-8005. And remember, you can listen to any of our shows online anytime at www.boopa.com/blog.
So and if you have trouble getting there, just send it to contact@danielsvideo.com.
Contact? What is this? Like a World War II plane? Contact. Contact.
Hey. Vroom. Okay, I'd like to dedicate this week's show to Thurman Hall. That's right, Mr. Thurman Hall. If you're listening, this show is dedicated to you.
And who might Thurman Hall be? Is that a secret or?
He is a colleague of mine.
A colleague?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He listens faithfully every week.
Okay. Well, Thurman, if you want to call in, it's 978-687-8005. Or if you're out of the area, it's 877-687-8005.
That would be great if he did call, but I'm sure he's heading to the links right now.
He's probably shy.
No, there's nothing shy about Thurman. He's smooth.
Like Carlos Santana smooth? Or?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, so how was your 4th of July, Dan?
4th of July was, it hasn't felt like summer to me. I finally got to the beach for the first time this summer. I took my wife for a motorcycle ride to Salisbury Beach. And, it was pretty, I was surprised at how many people there were there, actually. It was pretty crowded. It's almost like Lawrence by the Sea now, but it was still pretty crowded.
It was 4th of July. Did you not expect that it would be crowded today? Or yesterday, I should say. I'm sorry.
Well, it was pretty nice, and it was a beautiful day for the ride. But then we're looking up at the clouds, and there were rain clouds to the right, rain clouds to the left. And in the middle, we had the sunshine where we were standing. And I knew that the traffic heading home on 110 would have been a pain in the neck. Because when we were riding in, it was pretty much backed up almost all the way to the beach. So I know a shortcut if you take like 286 there up at the Seabrook-Salisbury line. Yeah. You know, if you know the back roads around there, you can avoid all that traffic that heads over to 95.
Yeah, you go by Brown's, that area, and see the Seabrook plant.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I'm
On 95.
Well, no, that's not the shortcut because you can sit in a lot of traffic there. But I'm just going to keep it at that because if I broadcast it, then especially with all these WCCM listeners, I won't have a shortcut anymore. There'll be traffic every which way.
Oh.
So, but anyway, needless to say, we got poured on. And if you've never been on a motorcycle when it's pouring, it's like people throwing rocks at you.
So the rain got to you?
Yeah, now I had a rain suit in my motorcycle. Now, I had taken the windshield off. I have one of these Harley Davidson Road Kings, so it looks great with the windshield off. And here I am bragging. I just want people to know that, yes, I ride a Road King. I'm a badass on that thing, okay? But so anyway, so I took the windshield off. You keep the windshield on, that pretty much protects you. But I had to look cool. At 50 years old, I have to look cool. And so it starts pouring, and I had the rain suit. So I put on the jacket. My poor wife, she really, we didn't really dress for the occasion. I was in shorts. They got soaked. She put the pants of the rain suit, like, around her shoulders. It was a mess. We ended up at a gas station that had one of these overhead roofs above the gas tanks. And, yeah, I didn't need any gas, so I went in and bought a bag of Doritos. And we stood there for, like, a half an hour. The guy kept looking at us out the window.
So
it was an adventure.
And you made your wife get soaking wet in white shorts.
How did you know she was wearing
white? I was right behind you.
When?
I know. She was wearing white shorts, wasn't she not?
She wrote it on Facebook, didn't she?
No.
Yeah,
no,
you're one of these sneaky. You're like Daryl Silva. You're sneaky and you read all this stuff on Facebook and then you come back and use it against people.
What am I using it against? Did you melt sugar? Huh? Don't go out into the rain. You're going to melt.
I'll
sugar?
Tell you. You know what? And she said, this has got to be the craziest, the worst thing I've ever experienced or something like that. And I said, hey, look at the bright side. She's like, what? As we're getting soaked.
She was with you.
I said, yes. I said, we're together.
I knew it had to be that she
but
was with you.
We've been through things, I'll tell you. We'll talk about this, Herm and I, like on a nice cold winter day.
By the logs and the fire burning and
wood pellet stove.
Wood pellet stove. Yeah. Great effect. Do you play the music to make it sound like crackling wood or? You just giving me that look. I'm sorry, Dan. So
How was your fourth?
It was a fifth.
It was a fifth?
The fourth needed a fifth.
Really? It was that bad?
No, I
is that why you got that scratch on your head?
Yeah, I banged my head. Sunday, I had out my cousin out because he was doing. He plays. He lives in Wilmington.
Okay.
And they have family day every. The town of Wilmington has a 4th of July building. That's how much they're into the 4th of July.
Wilmington is a cool town.
They have their own 4th of July building that is dedicated to having this festival every 4th of July.
And they only open that time once a year for.
I'm not exactly sure, but it's called the 4th of July building. So.
Wow!
But he played on Saturday, which was family day. He DJ'd all day, and then Sunday he was doing the sound for the orchestra that was playing, and of course. There was rain in the forecast, so we couldn't set up the equipment. We set it up, ran a test, broke it down again because it started raining, and then we just had to play it by ear. So by the time it was ready to set up because the rain had gone, we couldn't put the speakers where we wanted them. So the orchestra was set up. Then we couldn't set the mics up till the orchestra was set up.
Right.
So it was just kind of chaotic.
Sure.
We were filthy because... You know, trying to tape wires down. There's dirt. So it was just a very long day.
Right. But you survived.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
how did you get the scratch on the head?
When we went back to his house, we were putting something away under his deck. I banged my head because being tall, I'm always banging my head.
And I bet, I wish I was there for that because I'm sure that Well,
no, I didn't.
Really?
No.
You just accepted it?
I was too tired. I was too tired.
Not one little curse? Or?
No, I don't think I did.
Did you look at him and say, this is what I get?
No, no, not at all. And I had my headband on because with no hair, you know, when you sweat, it just goes into your eyes.
Oh, I bet that looks good.
Yeah.
I know that you want to talk about a few things, but can I go right back to my bike ride for
go
a
ahead,
second?
Absolutely.
Because something pretty kind of funny that I got a kick out of happened. We were sitting at the center. I bought a slice of Christie's pizza there and a delicious Poland Spring water. And we were sitting in the middle. Now, I had parked my motorcycle over right near where Sal's Pizza is over there. And there were two other bikes there, so there was a spot available to pull my bike into that same spot. It's a car spot, but a few bikes can fit in it. And I put a few coins in the meter that brought us up to like an hour of time. And, you know, we walked around and stuff. Now, right next to the spot, there was a bike parked there that was out of the spot, but it said police only. And some guy came up to me and said, is that your bike? And I'm like, no, actually, I'm on the Road King over here. And and he's like, oh, because they've been ticketing people in that spot all day because it's an illegal spot. I'm like, okay, well, that's not my bike. So I didn't think nothing of it. Walked off, had my pizza, had the water. And as I'm sitting there eating the pizza, and my wife's taking pictures of me and stuff, these three motorcycles come riding in. And these guys are called the Red Devils. I don't know if they're like the Salisbury chapter or wannabe Hell's Angels or something like that. But they come riding in. And at this point, my bike was the only one on the spot. So two of them parked right next to my bike, and the other one parked a few spots down. And then he ended up moving up to that illegal spot and backing into it. At this point, you know, we were pretty much all done what we were doing. We were getting ready to leave, and I figured I'd be a gentleman to one of the Red Devils. So I walked up in my Buster Brown shorts, and, you know, I was wearing a Bob Dylan t-shirt, so I kind of felt that I looked kind of cool. And I had work boots with white socks on, so work boots with shorts.
And Buster Brown pants and a Bob Dylan t-shirt. You had to be the coolest.
Well,
they probably wanted to recruit you right there.
Anyway, I walk up, right, feeling kind of bad. And now these guys look like your typical bikers. And here I am looking like a nerdy guy in my Buster Brown shorts. And actually, they were camouflage, but they looked kind of, you know, they didn't look Red Devilish. And so I walk up and I said, hey, that's actually an illegal spot over there. I guess the police have been ticketing it all day. And the guy's like, well, I don't care. I'll pay the fine. And I'm like, well, if you wait a minute, I'm getting ready to take off anyway, so you can have my spot. And as I'm saying that, I'm standing between our bikes, and he goes to, like, park his, and he kind of, like, I banged into his bike. And I put my hand on he was wearing these fingerless gloves. Oh. I put my hand, like, patting his hand, saying, oh, I'm very sorry. And so I go around, and I get my helmet and my wife's helmet out of the bag in the back, and my wife has this flamboyant, like, purple helmet and all that, and I passed her, I'm like, here you go, honey, and I didn't give it, I didn't care how I was acting, I realized that I wasn't acting like the way these guys are acting bad and all that, but I was getting a kick out of it, and I took my time starting the bike and all that, and they had to wait for me, but they were all, like, standing around, and I'm just, it was satisfying to me.
Now, if they're listening, they know where to find you.
At WCCM.
So, that's the story. They didn't follow you out?
No, I think, you know what, he ended up taking the spot. I didn't get a thank you. I wasn't looking for one. But
he did a rain dance when you left.
That's you know what? The funny thing is, when it was pouring on me and my wife, oh, I turned to her, I said, what the hell those Red Devils are feeling now? And she laughed. She's like, they're probably sitting in the bar waiting for it to pass, and here we are riding.
So that was your 4th of July.
That was the 4th of July.
Now the cabinets are all in, right?
Cabinets are all up. I still have to put like the crown molding up at the top. I got to do the kick plates. I get some, you know, basically casing stuff, but they look great.
John Salusky, he did. your plumbing.
He did the plumbing, and he actually did some tile work with Gina above the counter that came out pretty nice.
And the water goes down the sink, because that's the most important.
The water goes down. Yes, it does.
That's the most important thing.
Yep. They did a good job.
Good. Excellent.
We're waiting on the dishwasher, and that'll be a big addition to.
Oh, it's Phil on vacation?
Phil is. What do you mean?
You're waiting for the dishwasher. Sorry. Sorry. No, I'm not.
Okay, so you got some stuff. I have no idea what he's planning on talking about.
Well, this is a pet peeve of mine, so I just want to.
And you need some counsel here. Is that
what
you need?
Yeah. Okay. On Saturday's Eagle Tribune, they had probably one of the best, in the opinion page, cartoons that I think is so apropos for the 4th of July. They're showing a fireworks stand, and there's two guys in the fireworks stand, and he says, "Yep, I can always spot the repeat customers." And if you look in the line of people waiting to buy firecrackers, there's a guy with one arm, and he's on a crutch because he's got one leg. There's another guy with one leg, a guy with a hook for a hand, because that's what these fireworks do.
Right.
I do not like. City fireworks are fine. They're beautiful. They're great. But these people that have fireworks are unbelievable. And then we get this nitwit, Representative Richard Bastian of Gardner, Mass., who wants to legalize fireworks in Massachusetts.
Okay, I heard something about this.
And because he's, you know, people are driving over the border into New Hampshire and buying fireworks and then bringing them back, you know, various fireworks legal in Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. Okay? Now, I don't know if you probably get the flyers. All last week, they were loaded with coupons for fireworks.
Yeah, sure.
For up in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Now, since last week, I live in Haverhill. I live in Bradford. There has been nothing but fireworks going off all night into the early morning hours. And I'm not just talking firecrackers.
Folks, if you can see his face, he is really upset about this. Go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you why I'm upset. Because now we're not talking just firecrackers or bottle rockets. We're talking things like blockbusters, cherry bomb, quarter-stick dynamite, half-stick dynamites are going off.
How do you know all this stuff?
How do I know all this? Because I hate it. That's how I know it.
But you know the names of them. I bet when you were a kid, you were the firework king.
Not at all. I had friends who lost fingers. I had friends who got blind from fireworks. So I've never been a big fireworks guy.
You know what I get a kick out of? Now, they are illegal here in Massachusetts, but Boston puts on the greatest fireworks display across the country.
Yeah, but that's, again, that's a city or a town doing it. That is a permitted exhibition.
With professionals.
Right, who know what they're doing. My opinion is you have illegal explosives in the state of Massachusetts. Illegal explosives makes you a terrorist. These people should be tried as terrorists. They should be rounded up and tried as terrorists. If you look at the Terrorist Act.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Terrorists?
I want you to just think of this. Think of the elderly person home who hears this big explosion and practically jumps out of the seat.
That would be you.
Yeah, that would be me. The people with dogs or animals who are sitting there shivering, there was people posting that last night.
Was your dog shivering?
My dog doesn't, but my daughter's dog does.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, from the noise. And it's not now. Why?
It's once a year. It's once a year. We're celebrating.
No, it's not once a year. It's an ongoing thing. They can buy firecrackers year-round.
But doesn't it make you feel like it's the 4th of July? Can't you get excited about it just this once?
When it's a public display, it's fine. It's beautiful. But not these kids or even these adults.
You know what? When I miss out on these public displays, I kind of like seeing, you know, driving by and maybe seeing a bottle rocket go off or something.
We have a caller. Let's hear what the caller has. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Ron. It's Bill from Haverhill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
I got a question for you, my friend. Do
yes.
you have any pets?
Do I have any pets?
Yeah, like cats and dogs?
Yes. Yes.
I bet they were going ballistic over the weekend when they were getting shot off, weren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll tell you, with the neighborhood I live in here in Haverhill, okay, they didn't let up until 1:30 this morning.
Bill, let me ask you something. Does it seem like they're louder this year?
It's worse than ever.
Yeah.
It's worse than ever. Now, like, my in-laws live in town, and we have a camper. So we go up and stay up on their property for the weekend. Up in that area, we couldn't even hear anything. But yet we get down in our own neighborhood and forget about it. I mean, there was three different sections close to us that were letting them go until almost 1:30 this morning.
And it's not just firecrackers. That's what's getting me. It's the things like the blockbusters, the cherry bombs.
M-80s.
Yeah, the M-80s.
Bottle rockets.
So maybe the problem is Haverhill.
You know, when I was growing up, okay, in the city in Newburyport, okay, if you got caught with fireworks in your hand, okay, or you were anywhere near anybody that was shooting them off, I'll tell you right now, I would have been punished. I would have been punished and grounded for a solid week.
Right.
I saw a friend of mine. In fact, my sister was there that night when a friend of ours lost his right eye.
Wow.
To fireworks.
Same thing happened when I was growing up. A kid I was in school with lost his eye from fireworks.
I mean, and this kid was one of the nicest kids, and ever since then he's had to have a glass eye, and it still haunts us on the 4th of July what happened that night.
Jeez.
It's unbelievable, but if they make the fireworks legal here in the state of Massachusetts, granted it's going to put New Hampshire out of business, but I'll tell you right now, it's going to be impossible to control. Get legalized.
I don't think it would put New Hampshire out of business because people still go up there not to pay the tax.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's just gonna make utter chaos around here.
You know, all kidding aside, now I was saying that stuff just to give you a debate.
No.
I agree. I hate lighting fireworks off myself. I'd rather if there is somebody else light them. But last night I was hearing some, and you know, I mean, what are the chances? You know, they're close to, especially Haverhill, Lawrence, Mathorne. Houses are kind of close to each other, and these people are blowing them off. And I mean, what's to say that they don't strike like a neighbor's house or something? You know,
exactly. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, like, I go to the fireworks every year in Newburyport for Yankee Homecoming. Okay, the area we have set up is zoned off for 150 feet either way. There's plenty of police, there's plenty of fire, but yet the idiotic kids are down in that area shooting them off when we're trying to have our own fireworks display.
Is that down on the boat docks?
Down near the boat dock, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, when is Yankee Homecoming?
July 31st to August 7th this year.
That's a good time. That's a very
Thank
good time.
Thank you very much. Brucey knows who works it.
Yes, sir.
What, do you work it?
Yes, I do.
What do you do there?
I run the first day of the event, first day of the week. I run the old-fashioned Sunday up on the Bartlett Mall.
No kidding.
Yep.
Maybe we'll be seeing you this year.
Well, we've got a challenge that's being issued right now to any two-person team that wants to be in for the canoe tilting contest this year.
Ron would be the canoe tipping.
So we got the jousters and everything. We have everything, and it is so much fun. It's one of the biggest. You'd love to see it. I mean, we're shooting for 32 teams this year.
What are the dates again? July 31st to what?
July 31st, Bruce, to August 7th.
Very good. All right, Billy.
And I had promised Brucey this year that I wasn't going to talk too much about it. Because
okay, but well, I just know that my wife and I, when we were dating, we went there. This was 20 years ago. We had a great time. We actually walked out onto the boat docks, and
Wow. Pretty
much all the people in the boats were very friendly, and, you know, we had a good time.
Well, like I said, like I promised Brucey, I was not going to talk too much about it this year.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bruce.
That's a local thing.
All right, you promised, Bruce. Hey, Bruce, about this Yankee homecoming.
It's great. Yeah, it's starting on the 31st of July right through August 7th.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, Billy.
Right now, Amesbury Days is going on, by the way.
No kidding.
But what do they do in Amesbury?
They've got all kinds of stuff going on at night for everybody. They had a huge fireworks display last night.
Wow. They got hit pretty hard with the rain last night, so.
Oh, yeah. That whole area, even Newburyport, there were several lightning strikes on different company buildings last night.
Yeah, that lightning was pretty fierce.
Ron, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to count to 10, relax. And don't even worry about the fireworks anymore because it's all set, it's all done, it's all over till next year.
Oh, no, it's not. Haverhill does their fireworks tonight because they got rained out. And so.
Oh, yeah, what a big, massive rainstorm Saturday night.
Wow.
Well, You know, so they're going to be doing the fireworks tonight, so they'll definitely be going off.
And what time will that be at?
9:15.
I might be going to that because I haven't seen any fireworks this year.
I will be on my way home from school at that point in time, so I won't even have to worry about seeing them.
Nice.
You All guys right. have a great day.
Hey,
you
Bill, too, good Bill. Talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, see, this guy, he wants this representative, Richard Bastian, from Gardner. He wants to, his proposal is if a city or town chooses to allow fireworks, residents planning to light them must obtain a permit from the local fire department or safety officials who would know when and where fireworks are being used.
See,
now, what's the chances?
I'm sorry. I mean, I understand your lament, and I kind of lament at the same time. But, like, I grew up down at Salisbury Beach. We had a house on the oceanfront, and people were blowing off the fireworks and stuff. And I used to think that was great. That made the holiday special. Besides the professional people doing it, just regular people blowing off some of the cheap stuff, you know?
But for how long, Dan? All right. How long?
Well, the
when
whole
do you
night.
Start?
The whole night.
And when do you? No. I'm talking about when do you start? Like when you start shooting them off in June. excuse me. And you keep shooting them off into August and September.
Well, I don't know if I've seen that. I'm just talking about like the 3rd of July, maybe the 4th of July. You know.
Well, it's an ongoing thing. I'm always hearing firecrackers, fireworks going on.
You sure it's not? Maybe you should be checked out.
Yeah, maybe it is. Oh. It is. Like when he told me to count to 10, yeah, like I got to 7 last night, and then a blockbuster went off. so I woke up again. so what should I do? Count between the explosion so I'll know how far away they are? Is it like lightning? You count to 5 and
goodness.
It's a mile?
Do we need to take a break?
Yeah, we do.
oh.
You're listening to the R&D Show. We're on 1110 AM WCCM. If you want to give us a call, 978-687-8005. It'll be a blast.
Are you looking for a dentist in the Lawrence, Methuen, or North Andover area? Dr. Arno Topp is dedicated to the practice of family and general dentistry. A graduate of the Tufts School of Dental Medicine, Dr. Topp has over 25 years of experience. The goal of Dr. Topp's office is to treat every patient in a complete and comprehensive manner. His experienced and friendly team will make your visit as comfortable as possible. Conveniently located at 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence, Mass., call Dr. Topp's office today at 978-687-7811 and schedule an appointment. Emergency service is always available. Visit his website at topdentist.com. That's TOPPdentist.com.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Now, wasn't a little Black Sabbath or something right there, or maybe The Clash, or, I don't know, Blue Oyster Cult, Steppenwolf.
What do you want, more cowbell?
More cowbell,
okay. Well, Dan, put in your request. We take request. That's what we do.
You know, I mean, you tell me that you grew up like in the Rolling Stones, the Who and all that, but we're hearing all this, I don't know,
That's a newer song.
Artsy-fartsy stuff.
I'm sorry. No. Do you listen to the words?
I don't.
That's what the words are. Because this is perfect.
Yeah,
the words are, who cares if you disagree? You are not me. Who made you king of anything? It's perfect. Because that's perfect. Who cares if you disagree? I don't care if you disagree. You're not me. Who made you king of anything?
I'm sure that the Beatles had some song about, you know.
What, Can't Buy Me Love? Paperback writer?
Oh, boy. I think we got a phone call, Ronnie. I think. Oh, maybe not yet. There's got to be some other stuff, though.
Something you want, just let me know. We'll put it on for you. Go ahead, caller. We have a caller. Go ahead.
Yes. I grew up in Salem, New Hampshire, so fireworks were legal.
Right.
And we didn't have a problem. Of the thousands of kids that I went to school with through all those years, I don't know of any kid that ever had a fireworks problem.
See?
So I think that the problem that you're talking about is the same problem that we all have, is the parents don't get involved. Yeah. My parents showed me how to light off a firecracker. The novelty was gone. And maybe on the 4th of July, you may send off some firecrackers, and that was it. Mm. But today, the kids got too much money, no supervision, and so they get the fireworks, and it's just something to do.
Right, and that's what the problem is. And then, to be honest with you, like I said, I was in Wilmington on the night of that festival that was going on. People were lighting firecrackers all over the place, and the police were all over the place, and you know they're not going to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And if you call into the police, they're not going to do anything because it's I guess, too far. It's going on too many places for them to even center it. To who was doing it. So it's...
I mean, they weren't even counting if somebody was sitting on his front porch smoking a joint.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah.
Right.
It's just a total lack of respect for the law, the community, the neighborhood.
So, sir, do you think that these people who light off the fireworks should be considered terrorists?
No. It's a joke. I'm just trying
isn't that a joke?
Doc.
Okay.
Yeah. You got the kids all over the place. It's in the paper. That they're mixing these bottle bombs that they get on the internet, and you worry about a stupid firecracker? Come on.
You know, you asked earlier, and I'm just going to bring this up.
He's pointing at me, caller.
Yeah, people shooting off bottle rockets. Okay, I'm in my house one time, and the guy next door shoots off a bottle rocket, comes through the screen in my bedroom.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. You're supposed to point them up.
Well, I know you're supposed to point them up, but what happens if when it
are you saying
off?
That really happened?
It did. Did it. I had a hole in my screen with a bottle rocket.
You're not just making that up just to be dramatic on the show, are you?
You can ask my wife. She'll tell you about it.
Yeah. But again, it's because they were never supervised.
Yeah.
Basically, when they were young.
And to be honest with you, a lot of times today, if you point something out to someone about their child, not my kid. My kid doesn't do that. Yeah. So it's...
Well, it isn't only kids. I mean, I've seen a lot of guys in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Like the Red Devils.
These things off.
You're right. And I guess it all goes to education and, you know, how you're taught to do something. So in your case, I understand where it was legal and they showed you what to do. Yeah. That absolutely makes sense. But today, I don't think it matters. I really don't.
I think it was the same mentality as trying to stop the teenagers from drinking beer when they're 16, 17, 18, or whatever.
Right.
And it's like, it's just not going to happen. Once the novelty wears off, I think it's going to stop.
No, because there's always somebody new trying it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
because of the internet, I mean, they can make rockets whatever they want. They don't need to go to New Hampshire.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. You can make bombs, going on the internet.
I mean, these chemical bombs made out of cleaning materials, those things have been going off for months.
You know, the firework sales in this country are just under $1 billion a year. $1 billion a year in firework sales.
Yeah, but I've never seen any statistics of how many people are hurt by firecrackers. In this state or any other.
You know, but people get hurt by everything. You just give them a chance, like talking into this microphone. I can move the wrong way and chip my tooth if I'm not careful, you know?
And then you have to go see Dr. Arno Topp.
Yes, I would.
That's right.
I know what you're saying. I mean, look at how many people drown. That's right.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the input.
Thank you, caller.
There's another thing I just wanted to mention. This happened a few weeks ago, and we haven't had a chance to. But Captain Randy Hadger from Methuen.
Yes, a very good gentleman. I know him well.
He got a proposal or an ordinance passed or something in the town of Methuen for these door-to-door salespeople that they have to have a background check. They have to get a permit from the city before they can go around knocking on doors. And there's also a do-not-knock list. So, I don't know if you had these people come around to your house at all.
I don't think they like climbing the stairs.
Oh, well, so you're lucky. You live up on the hill. But a lot of these, it's, you know, alarm companies, magazine sales.
Sure.
They come around. Which is, I think, a great thing because some of these in the past have been used as people more or less casing places. Acting as a door-to-door person.
Oh, no kidding.
But to do that now in Methuen, I think in Haverhill, it's the same thing. You need a permit. Because when they have knocked on my door, I've asked them if they have a permit.
Really?
Yeah.
And they have to supply it?
Yeah, and they say, oh, my boss has it. He's a couple of streets over. I said, well, you're supposed to have a permit to be doing this.
Okay.
And which, on a similar type subject, do you go to the post office much?
On occasion, not much, but a few times a year.
Have you seen any of these people setting up outside of the post office?
Doing what?
Well, it's political stuff, and some of the stuff that they're putting out there, I don't think it should be out there. And, you know, I don't know. I just find some of it kind of offensive.
Like what?
Well, they've got things about the president on there,
okay.
And it's their political view of what they're trying to push. And
like putting them down?
And I just didn't, I guess where it's a public post office, they have the right to set up there.
Now, let me ask you something. Has it always been like this, like back in the days of Truman, Kennedy, Nixon? Of course. There's always someone who's upset about anything.
Right, right. I agree with you. It's just
we are just getting to a different extreme now in this world. You know, it's just people are trying to always push the bar, so to speak, to be crazier than the last person.
You know, George and Jamie on their show previously were talking about a bill, and I guess it's an open, like a transparency bill.
Yeah.
That you could see everything that's going on in the government. I just finished reading a book about Area 51. And let me just say, if everything was open, we would not be America today because we would probably be, some other country would probably be running us.
Oh, really?
Oh, about the things that go on that the government has to keep secret.
Right.
Because it's on a need-to-know basis.
Sure.
And you don't need to know.
Right.
Is
That's why I tell my wife a lot of stuff. You don't need to know.
Yeah. Well, it's like... the stealth bomber that is out now, that started way back in the 60s.
Okay.
Would you think that kind of technology, but they were working on it since then.
Haven't they discontinued that?
What, the stealth bomb?
I thought there was one that they were discontinuing that because it is...
There was a program that was discontinued because of...
One of those...
Yeah, because it kind of became obsolete with the stealth.
Okay.
And the big thing now is drones, where men or women don't even have to be in the vehicle. So that's what you see now is a lot of drones that are going on, where drones are, I don't know if you've seen this, the guys are sitting like at a computer with the stick flying the drone, and they can take pictures. like the U-2 spy planes, which were the first spy planes that we had, which used to do like, I think it was Mark 3 or close to Mark 3.
Okay.
But the drones now, they can drop bombs or they can just go up and take pictures with them without putting anyone in harm's way.
Or shoot other drones.
Or shoot other drones, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Well, I think we're the only one with drones. But the weaponry that we have as America today would probably not exist if everybody knew what was going on. So there comes, I understand what they're saying about open government being transparent, but there's sometimes things that we really don't need to know what's going on.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah. Because some of the stuff, panic, the public reaction. Some people don't even know how to put up with the fireworks. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not picking on you there. That was just the first thing that I thought of. But, I mean, people panic about the craziest little things, you know? And if certain things got out, like, say, a comet was going to hit the planet, and nothing that would, like, destroy the Earth, but it could be landing in Kansas or something, some of the people would be calm, but there'd be other people... on the exact opposite of the spectrum, panicking. And
absolutely, because they would think it's Armageddon.
Yeah.
And it's things like, but see, these things were all done for the protection of the country. And, you know, I'm sure there's things that went on that probably shouldn't have gone on.
Right.
But it's there, it's done, and if it had not been going on, if someone else had developed it, where would we be?
So were there really aliens?
No. Actually, you know what that was? You're talking about Roswell?
Okay.
This was... It's because I was going to... Roswell was, believe it or not... Well, let me explain. At the end of World War II, the United States took some of the German scientists, and the Soviet Union took some of the German scientists. And one of the things that the German scientists were working on was a round, saucer-like vehicle that used... electromagnetic fields to make it fly, which is what they believe flying saucer. That was done by the Soviets in an attempt to cause like a War of the Worlds type of panic.
Okay.
Because what was recovered and what they used, what they're thinking is aliens, was children that were about 13 years old that Dr. Mengele from Germany had done some of his operations on or breeding. So that they had like the formed heads and big eyes and things like that.
Right.
That's what they both. That's what's been kind of like some of that has been declassified, but that it was a Soviet vehicle, with the intent of trying to cause a panic.
No kidding.
Yeah. So it always ends up being something that. You know, it's not what it appears to be a lot of times.
Right. You know, I'd like to think that if there is such, you know, there are UFOs out there, I mean, they're not going to come hang out at the planet Earth, you know, or come by every day or even once every 20 years or something. There's a big universe out there. Why hang out at Earth?
Well, you know what? I know that if they did come, they would know enough not to park in the police motorcycle spot because they would get ticketed.
Well, they'd get beat up by a... Never mind.
But, oh, I know, it's... but do you think... I mean, as big as the universe is, to think that we're the only living thing? I mean...
Now, why are you taking it there? Why is this conversation heading this way? I don't think so, anyway.
You don't? Okay. Well, oh, part of it is the last shuttle...
How many galaxies are there?
How many I don't know, there's billions of galaxies.
Isn't it incredible?
It is. It is. But along that line, the last shuttle flight goes up on the 8th.
Yes.
And
is there going to be a woman on it?
Yes, I think there is. I think there is. In fact, I tried to win tickets to go see that.
Really?
Yeah, they had NASA had a thing that you could... they had a drawing so you could purchase tickets to go see the shuttle.
Remember the time I won the tickets to go to the game at Fenway Park and the, they're open seats, but remember behind the glass? What was that called back then?
Oh, the 406 Club?
The 408 Club.
408 Club.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good time. You had a good time at the...
The buffet?
At the buffet.
Yeah, course.
Boy.
It's my favorite hobby, food.
But you know what? I'm kind of glad they took that glass down because it wasn't really like being at the ball game. It kind of made me want to go out and like take someone's seat out there, you know?
The best seats were when we went to the game, when they took us after, when we were in the box, the company box.
Yes.
That was like beautiful seats. You could go out and sit on the... Remember it was freezing? It was like a football game?
Are we talking about the same guy? I don't remember that. I wasn't there, was I?
I think you were. We were purchasing together.
We were in purchasing, but for some reason I don't...
You didn't go to the game?
I didn't get to go to that game.
Oh, sorry.
I think you mentioned it to me. No, my favorite game was when we were over on the right field side.
The Jaws game.
No. That was a good one, but the one where the chair broke at the end of the game, and you were sitting there trying to make a phone call on your now archaic cell phone that was kind of like a big, I don't know. That was back in the, because that was like, what, back in the early 90s, I believe.
I think it was.
Oh, no, maybe close to the late, it was more late 90s,
late
I 90s, guess.
Yeah.
But Bruce, you should have seen him.
What did he do? He didn't hurt himself.
He went to sit down, and the chair just broke underneath him, and he's sitting there with now his what do you call it? The sides of the seat you rest your
hands. Handrails.
They were up near his ears.
Is that right?
Oh, it was funny. He's just he was doing what I call the Ferris, where he just shakes his head in disgust. And I'm sitting there laughing, trying not to, but I couldn't help it. It was the greatest thing. I had to help him up, by the way.
You're a big help, aren't you?
I helped him up.
Yeah, he helped me up laughing, yeah. But Jaws was on this weekend because it's 4th of July.
Yeah, I get to say, when is that coming out on Blu-ray? Any news on that?
I think that is in Blu-ray.
I don't believe so.
Oh, no. I thought it was.
No.
Yeah, that's it, Jaws. And Independence Day, did you ever see that movie?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's been on this week, too. Now, the movie that they don't show, I think they showed it once this weekend, which was always one of my favorite movies for 4th of July, was 1776.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a musical.
Yeah.
And it's great. I love it. I love that about John Adams and Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and how the...
It's a musical kind of like on the Funny Girl side or Sound of Music? This is right from the opening song. I see that this is where the show is going. I knew it. We're down to 5 minutes, and here you are. You had to pull it out. Go ahead, sing a song from 1776. Come on, throw something at me.
Sit down, John. Sit down, John. That's
all you got for me?
Yeah, sit down.
It's a musical. Come on. Get something going.
It's a musical. So you want me to sing and dance here, or
just hum a few bars or something? Entertain me. Get me in the spirit.
Twilight Zone.
Ah.
What? I'm sorry. Did Golden Earring do a musical at any time?
I don't believe so.
Twilight Zone was on this weekend too. Yeah.
Which really?
Twilight Zone was on.
Yeah, that's right. Twilight Zone Marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they do have an album. It's called, oh, my goodness. What is that one? It's about this gambler who has all these gambling problems. And it's kind of like it has a theme to it throughout.
That's the song that they have?
I'm trying to think of the name of the song. I'm going to have to think about it. I can't.
Is it like a quick one while he's away from The Who? That was the first rock musical.
That was great.
That was the first rock musical. You know, that... Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. A man's been gone
for many a year.
Wow.
He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here.
Okay, good.
That's
so you know.
Great. Right. Fantastic.
Golden Earring. All right.
Nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was The Who. I just wanted to make sure that we said Golden Earring. I don't want to pass up another week without mentioning that.
And who's the girl at the beginning of the show that you played?
Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, Sarah Bareilles.
Wow. Can we have something else next week? Can you throw on some... Let me think.
Yeah, I'll get you something.
What do I want to hear?
Some Who? Some...
Yeah, you could toss some Who on there. Why not?
You want Who?
Who?
Who? What do you want? Put your request in.
Kinks. Let's play some Kinks.
Some Kinks.
Yeah, how about a sunny afternoon or something by the Kinks?
Wow. Kinks. Kinks I can do.
Okay.
I can do the Kinks. Kinks are no problem. Right here, I'm going to write it down right now. Kinks.
See that?
How about 8 Man? Wanted to be an ape man.
Who was that? That's Kinks. Is that the Kinks?
Yeah. I had to play that for somebody's
wedding. Oh, you know
what?
I'm getting confused with You Put the Lime in the Coconut.
No, that's Nilsson.
That's right.
That's a great song, too. All right.
You want to do a whole show singing these songs.
Yeah, there we go. Then we'll really...
No. It'd be great.
Do me a Jaws quote before. Let's toss out a few Jaws. How much time we got, Bruce?
About a minute.
About a minute.
We know all about you, Chief.
Why do you always throw that one out?
Because you're the Chief. It's some bad hat, Harry.
See you bright your rubbers.
Oh, I can't. I got to be careful.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to be careful. Some of them we can't say.
You guys were killing me at Fenway that time. And then plus the kid leaning over the...
Yeah. Well,
Bruce, you had to play it, didn't you?
Another fine week. This is the end of week 19. We'll be back next week on the R&D show. It's research and discussion, not research and development. Or Ron and Dan, however you want to look at it.
Brought to you by Boopa Productions and Daniel's Video Productions.
Yes. See you next week, folks.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.